Welcome everyone to my podcast. This is Conversations with God, where we offer spiritual food to the everyday person. We like to encourage on here and hopefully inspire and motivate. So let's kind of dive in. As y'all know, we are, as the media like to put it, in the middle of a COVID-19 crisis. You know, this coronavirus has gotten a lot of people on edge, if you will. You know, feeling kind of panicky. You know, you walk in grocery stores and you barely see anything. And, you know, every time you walk in a public place, you're looking around, seeing who coughing, seeing who got a mask on, if anyone even looks suspicious, like they might have a disease or the virus. You know, you kind of be, I don't know, when I go in the stores, I see a lot more people on alert now, and they're a lot more cautious, and you can just feel the tension in the air, the anxiety that people have. And it's a crazy time that we're in. But you know, I really can't be super surprised. I am, you know, it kind of caught me off guard when you think about the measures and the lengths that people are going to when it comes to the virus, you know, because I haven't experienced anything like this. I haven't lived or anything like this because, I mean, I'm still young. But it's new and it's different and it's just, you know, it got people worried and scared. So, but, and I know a lot of people are talking about it and a lot of people are concerned. Every day it seems like the media is talking about more and more cases in certain areas, and then some areas who weren't exposed to it, thank God, but then like the next day you hear something about it, like, okay, it didn't reach this area or something. And I'm from a small town, so you would think that, you know, certain cases wouldn't be in this little area, but I think recently we just had a couple cases. But nevertheless, God is still on the throne. He still reigns. He sees all, he knows all, and he is ultimately in control. And I know a lot of people have said that. I feel like people have said that, you know, in times of turmoil, you know, you put your faith in God and it's faith over fear. Put your faith in God and this too shall pass. So I kind of just really wanted to just encourage y'all through this time, this season, I feel like, where things are a little bit haywire. You know, it's out of the norm. We're not used to things like this. We're not used to going to grocery stores and seeing nothing on shelves. And, you know, everywhere you go, you see people with masks and Lysol cans, but it's not the purses and pocketbooks with it, hand sanitizer. You know, people wiping down stuff every 3 customers, every 30 seconds. It's a time. But, you know, in the Bible, in Revelation, God talks about the end times, how things will be. And I remember when my mom used to talk about the book of Joel, when and about the famines and then the nations, and there's gonna come a time where we won't have anything. We will lack a lot of stuff. There'll be a time when we go in grocery stores, and she said this a few years ago, there's probably gonna be a time when we go in grocery stores and we don't see anything. And, you know, and she talked about it, I know, for a good year or so. And now we in this season where we are actually walking in grocery stores and we don't see anything. And it brought me back to that time. And it's like, you know, God had prepared us for the fact that he kind of gave her that revelation. And then, you know, he just kind of directed us in ways where we had stuff before even this time started. Even before this event occurred, this virus started spreading. or what have you. Like, he had us covered. And, you know, he has told us to not to fear, but this is the perfect time for people to turn back to him. You know, I was reading the other day, and when I read my devotionals, I like to pray. I pray first, and then I actually write in my journal and about what I feel like he is talking to me about, because, you know, it's a conversation with God. And in conversations, you know, it's two people talking, or two or more people, whatever. But anyway, in a conversation, is you're talking and then you're listening and then you wait for that other person to speak or talk back to you. You know, that's the ultimate gist of a conversation. So when we talk to God, I treat it the same way. Like, I pray, I bring my petitions to him. You know, I ask for things and ask for, you know, spiritual growth and health and protection for my family, me and my family, my coworkers, everybody in my life that he's put in my life. I pray for them, and then I allow him to speak back to me, you know. And I feel like most of the time we just really want to tell God what's going on with us. We don't really want to hear what he has to say. But it's a conversation, and sometimes he wants to say something to us, and we have to allow him to do that. But it was something I wrote. The other day, and I just really want to share that with y'all. And I've been doing this journal challenge since the beginning of the year. And right now I am on, it is day, today will actually be day 80. So I am so proud of that. They said after, what is it, 14 days? Is it 14 days? No, I don't think so. It may not be 14. But after some time, I'm going to say that because I don't want to be wrong. You get into a routine. And so this has been becoming my routine. I pray. I write in my journal about what the Lord is saying back to me. And then I read my devotional. And I kind of meditate on the word. But like I said, this is something I believe the Lord has given me. And I'm gonna read it. So, as I prayed, it was like I felt like the Holy Spirit was saying, if they will call on my name and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and deliver them. If my people understood this and actually did this, then they would see my hand. If we turn from our wicked ways, turn back to God, he will deliver us. But then he says, but they are disobedient, like myself. I didn't write that, but he said it, like myself, because I'm going to be truthful and honest. I am disobedient, and I can be disobedient. The children of Sheol. There is so much wickedness and unholy things going on in this world, and y'all know that's the truth. And it was time for them to experience the consequences of their actions. God says in his word that the wages of sin is death. You cannot expect to sin, do wrong, blaspheme, continue to be disobedient and expect to get away with it. You cannot expect to go without punishment. You know, there are consequences for our wrongdoing. And I feel like right now, this time that we're in, is the consequence for our wrongdoing. And on top of that, we live in a fallen world. But anyways, pray for the world, the weak and the restless. Pray for the lost, because even in the midst of all this, they still want to remain lost and stuck in their sin. And that's sad. That was sad to me. You have, in the midst of this time, during this time, you know, you would think that, oh, people run to God, they'll repent, they'll pray. But no, there are some people who would rather still live in their sin and continue to do what they're doing, knowing that if they were to catch this virus or something, it could kill them. There's the possibility if you would catch this virus, it could kill you. But not a lot of people are thinking about their soul at this time. Some people are okay with living the way they're living, and that's not right. So yeah, pray for the lost, because even in the midst of all this, they still want to remain lost and stuck in their sin. Too many are still playing and want to be a part of this world. There are many who want to be sold out and separated. There are many people who want to be sold out and separated. A lot of people still look down on Christianity and being a Jesus follower, and they think it's, they have some type of notion or something, stereotype, or I don't know what to even call it, but some people have this idea of what it's like to be like a Jesus follower. A lot of people think it's boring. A lot of people think it's not fun. They feel like, okay, they will probably be, I don't know what they're thinking. But God brings joy. He brings peace. He brings laughter. You know, I've never been, since I've really been saved, I've never been like, oh, I'm just bored or anything like that. Because me and my church members, my brothers and sisters in Christ, if you will, we laugh all the time. We cut up. You know, you can still have fun and be a Jesus follower. You know, it's just a lot of people just have this idea, and it's the wrong idea, thinking that you can be fun or do the things that you want to do. Now, there's some things you can't do, or, you know, you're going to want to leave behind because you're a new creature in Christ once you get saved. But at the same time, you know, you're not going to be this person with no interests or hobbies, or someone who's just go to church and go home and work and go to church. No, that's not a life. That's not a life. And it's not going to be that way. It's not supposed to be that way, where you feel like you in prison or something, or you would rather be unsaved. That's not how it's going to be. So, he said that, I am upset and disappointed. Pray for the lost to be saved and for people to join together, fast and pray. And I feel like I've listened to certain people, and it was like confirmation, even my own pastor. I wrote this the day before I went to church, and it was a Saturday night when I wrote this, and I felt like the Holy Spirit was telling me this. And my pastor actually kind of confirmed it in his sermon, and it was like, okay, Lord. And then I hear other preachers talk about it on when I get on Facebook or something on YouTube, and now I hear them say something similar to this, and it gave me comfort. But you know, like one thing someone had said was that this too shall pass. This too shall pass. This is not going to last forever. This is just a seasonal thing. But you gotta use this time wisely. You know, so many ideas came to me while I was like, I wasn't out of work, but it was like I work in a school, and so they closed down the schools, the kids aren't coming, and for a time the adults weren't coming, but they had us come in a couple days this week. And you know, we got a lot more time on our hands. And I'm thinking, oh, a lot of stuff I can get done, and we can do so much during this time. Yeah, we're quarantined, but I'm like, there's so much, so many opportunities. Now, I've been working on my business. Just want to point this out. Y'all can visit www.audreyscollections.com and go to my shop section and look at the items that I have. I have a lot of inspirational, like jewelry, purses with tote bags. I had a couple journals and stuff on there, but I'm working on that. I even told my pastor, now's the time, like, you can even try out, like, live streaming or recording yourself doing Bible studies or sermons or something, and post them on YouTube or post them on Facebook or something like that. I mean, church shouldn't be limited to the four walls, you know. And one thing he had preached about us being disciples, and being disciples, you are going out into the world. You're not just limited to your local area. You are going forth to the world and sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so I'm telling him about this because we don't do this yet. Now, I do the social media and everything, but I'm like, this would be the perfect time for you to do something new and try something new, because I feel like during this time, it would be a good time to spread the word of God and not be ashamed to do it, and then just try it. Try doing something new like that. And so it was just a lot of things start coming to me. So I encourage you to even, you know, dig deep, find your purpose, spend more time with the Lord, and find out what it is that he wants you to do with your life if you don't know already. And, like, use this time wisely. Like, there's so many opportunities you can even do and take during this time. So, yeah. But that was just the word I had, and I thought it was so good. And I debated about posting it and everything, but I just decided to share it with y'all tonight. And, you know, I just want to encourage you all, laugh. And that's one thing I've been doing too a lot lately, is laughing. Like, even in this time, I get on Facebook and some people have the funniest videos and memes, and I be laughing so hard. And I'm glad, like, you have people who are, you know, not going to get down, you know, not going to get discouraged during this time, that even though it's serious and people have died from it, it's like, okay, we're the people with the joy of the Lord, you know. So I just love it, and I be laughing. It just be so funny. People have so much talent when it comes to these videos and making people laugh and pulling out material that people actually watch and look at. So, but yeah, now it's a good time to do something new, to change, to try something different. And yeah, don't let this thing stop you. And most importantly, if you have not received the Lord, I encourage you to do so. And it's not because this is what I should say or whatever, but I know the benefit and the blessing of having the Lord in my life. Yes, it is not always easy, but I am better off, and I'm just so grateful that I have someone in my corner who is someone I can always talk to no matter what I got going on. He knows anyway. But just the fact that, you know, when you receive Jesus Christ, it's like you are a whole nother person. You are a new creature. And I remember before I got saved that I was totally different, and I wouldn't want to go back. And I tell people that, and they be like, what, you ain't even that old? What you mean when you was, like, when I speak sometimes, it's like I be talking like I'm about 50 years old. But it just seemed like a long time ago when I was that person I didn't want to be and I didn't like. And the Lord really grabbed a hold of me. You know, he told me he was doing spiritual surgery on me. spiritual surgery, and he was purging me from a lot of things of this world. And I can 100% tell you that I am not the same person I used to be. Like, and I don't want to be that person. I don't want to be that person I used to be. I'm better off. I feel it is. It seems like it can be harder sometimes, but when you know the Lord is there and he has blessed you and you see where he has brought you from. And I know a lot of y'all might have heard that in the churches, especially in the black churches. And you're not where you used to be. And all this good stuff that people say. But you gotta be, I'm just grateful. And I'm just glad that I'm definitely not the person I used to be. So yes, I like to encourage y'all to just accept the Lord, spend more time with him during this time of as the media say, crises, and just ride with it, you know. In due time, this too shall pass. There is light at the end of the tunnel. Try something new. Encourage yourself if you have to, and keep moving forward. I don't know if y'all seen that movie, Meet the Robinsons, but that was like his slogan, keep moving forward. But anyways, keep moving forward, and God bless. Until next time.